Today's Tanya, the 23rd of Menachem Av, is in Egeret HaKedesh, page 222. The number at the bottom of the page is 428. We are four lines from the bottom. The Rebbe is talking about how the divine light which fills the world, the Memalo Kol Almim, breaks down first into the parts of Teira, and then from Teira into the neshama of the Jew as he is here on earth, the human being, and then from the Jew into the world. And he's talking about the neshamas, how they break down into more than 613 parts of the neshama of Adam HaRishon, but they break down into endless and countless parts, which are all the souls of all the Jews from the times of the Aves, from the patriarchs, until after Mashiach comes. Four lines from the bottom. V'hinei shufreho d'yankev me'ein shufreho d'adam harishin. It says that the beauty of Yaakov is similar to the beauty of Adam, that they had the same kind of a greatness. And that is the Adam HaRishon. That is Shetiken, that Yaakov fixed and corrected Chet Adam HaRishon, the sin of Adam. V'hoyson nishmosi gamkin kvulo mikol ha'nishom isha b'yisro me'elam v'adelam. And his nishama too contained within itself all the souls, just as Adam's soul contained all the souls. Yaakov's neshama, Yaakov's soul, also contained the souls of all Jews for all time. And Yaakov was also the Merkava, a vehicle for Torah, as Torah is above, on a higher level than it is here on earth. And Yaakov was also the vehicle for the Torah as it is above, And the Torah, as it is above, is Nikra B'Shem Adam. Torah is described in the vision of Yecheskel, it is described as Adam. K'meshekosu v'al d'mus ha'kisei d'mus k'mada Adam. That on the throne that Yecheskel saw in his prophecy, he saw the form of man. And that's a reference to Torah. We also find the verse, Zeis ha'Torah Adam, talking about the laws of Tumah. So we see that Torah is called Adam, and we also find that the word Zeis, which is the beginning of the verse, Zeis HaTorah Adam, that the word Zeis appears in the Pasuk that says, Zeis hi lefanim b'Yisrael, that this is what was originally in Israel. And the Rebbe explains that Lefana means inwardly, that this was inwardly in Israel, in every Jew, which means that Zeis, a reference to Torah is implanted within every Jew. So, why is Torah above called Adam? Because just as Adam is made up of 613 parts, 248 limbs, and 365 arteries, the same is true of Torah, that it has 613 mitzvahs, and they are divided into 248 positive mitzvahs and 365 negative mitzvahs. And also that this godliness, which is Torah above, clothes itself and expresses itself in the neshama as it is here below, as we were learning earlier. Now back to the text. V'kamei shekosuv, and as it says, Zeis lefanim b'Yisrael, Ein Zeis ela Teira. And the word Zeis is a reference to Teira, and it's described as lefanim b'Yisrael, inwardly invested in the Jew, Shehoisa klula umelubeshes b'nishmas Yisrael Saba. It was invested and clothed in the neshama of Yisrael, our patriarch, haklula mikol ha'neshames, and in his neshama. There were all other neshames, v'zehu v'yikra lei kela l'kei Yisrael. So now we'll understand the statement that he called God the God of Yisrael. because Keu is Loshen Hamshachas Ha'odim Eren Sev Baruch Hu Me'ahelim El Hagili. If of all the names of God, each name has a certain, represents a certain attribute. So the name Keu represents kindness. And kindness means revealing and bringing down from the higher place to the lower place. So Keu means, the name Keu, is bringing down of this godly light from its concealment into the revealed state. In order that it illuminate the neshama as it is here below. That God illuminates for us, and we use the name Keil, the Acharov, and after the neshama of Yaakov was illuminated with this level of godliness, and that's why it was called Keil, the revelation of godliness to Yaakov, to Yisrael, who was also called Yisrael, because he was the vehicle and the chariot for Torah as it is above. It could be revealed in him, and from him it was revealed also to all souls. So Achazov called Yishrei Leiv, after him, all those with pure heart, Ha'eskim B'Torah Mitzvahs, who are devoted to the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs, may Yireid Hashem Ein Sei Baruch Hu V'Bechinas Gili B'Nishmasa. Godliness is revealed in their neshama. And the Rebbe uses the expression Yishrei Leiv, should say all Jews. But the truth, but the hint and the remez here is that the word Yisrael is made up of two words, Yashar Keil, straight godliness, kindness. So every Jew who has a straight line to Keil, to this revelation of godliness, follows in the footsteps of Yaakov, in that in him too, in every neshama, there is the revelation of this godliness, of this ray of God that fills the world, and which begins in Torah, and then comes down to the neshama. V'zman gili zeh b'yeser seis v'yeser oz, when do we feel this revelation? When do we experience it most strongly? Ha'oza b'meicham v'libom, this ray of godliness. When is it experienced most strongly in mind and heart? Hu b'shas hatfilok meshekosev makimachet. This happens in the time of davening, as is explained elsewhere, what the connection to the davening is. So we now understand why the statement, the praise of God, where we thank God, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu and Gedoleinu, is said before the davening, or the beginning of the davening. Because this revelation, this godliness that is revealed in Torah, and from Torah comes down into each neshama, through Yaakov Avinu, this part of godliness is what we're referring to when we say Gedoleinu, because the division, the specific godliness that is given to each specific neshama, as he will explain later, is given on a level of Gedol. It is deeper and higher than the rational Aveda that the person arrives at or is able to accomplish through his own Seichel. Each one is given a Shlichus. Each neshama has a mission that is deeper and higher than Seichel, and that is the part of godliness that is called Gedoleinu. And since we experience this godliness most strongly in the davening, that's why we say this tefillah as a preparation for the davening. So what we see so far is that the godliness that is called Memale Kol Almin, which comes through a tzimtzum, it is a restricted light and a finite light, it comes into the world through first expressing itself in Torah, from there into the neshama, and from the neshama to all the creations of Bi, Yetzir, and Asiya. In the Hayem Yem for today, for the 23rd of Av, the Rebbe writes that in the winter of Tov Resh Nun Beis, when my father, the Rebbe Rashab, studied with me the Sefer Tanya, the Fidik Rebbe at that time was 12 years old, where it says, "V'nefesh hasheni b'Yisrael ichelak elakam yamal mamish," that the second neshama, the second soul that a Jew has, is a literal part of God from above. So my father explained that the content, the meaning of the word mimal, is diametrically the opposite of the word mamash. Mimal means from the highest levels above. Mamash means the most tangible and the lowest level. Mimal is a spiritual concept, and it is the most spiritual of the spiritual. The word mamash is a gashmizdika concept. Mamash means to feel with your hands. And it refers to the most physical of the physical, the sense of touch, which is more physical than the other senses. And then he explained that that's the greatness of the second soul. That is, as godly and as spiritual as it is, it has an effect, and it brings an improvement in the most physical of the physical.